Hello and welcome to the FGM-TV Weekly News Review. I'm Susan Mitchell. Here at FGM-TV, we focus on news and information that illuminate the truth of Falun Gong, which is also known as Falun Dafa, information that's having an impact on the international community of spiritual cultivators. Falun Dafa is a traditional Chinese spiritual discipline that includes exercise and meditation. Its principles are based on truth, compassion, and tolerance. The practice began in China in 1992 and quickly spread by word of mouth throughout the country. In 1998, a government survey concluded that the number of practitioners exceeded membership in the Communist Party. The next year, Jiang Zemin began a brutal persecution. In this week's update from China, 583 Falun Gong practitioners are known to have died from torture while in custody, with 5 death reports being received in the last week. Reliable sources inside China, however, put the actual death count in the thousands. In the last 7 days, torture reports have come in from 16 provinces in China and the cities of Beijing and Changchun. 833 people declared as null and void statements saying they'll give up Falun Gong that were made while undergoing torture, as they were the result of extreme coercion. They say they will continue practicing Falun Gong. Our top story this week: Hong Kong moves to implement a controversial law and immediately refuses entry to Falun Dafa practitioners from Taiwan. And some of our other stories: the British Home Office moves to deport a Falun Dafa practitioner back to China. Proclamations honoring Falun Dafa are issued by the U.S. states of Colorado, Nevada, and Hawaii, and also the suburb of Manly in Sydney, Australia. A double murder by Shandong Provincial Police of a victim and the only witness. First, our top story. Under the One Country, Two Systems Agreement with China, the Hong Kong government is obligated to produce wording for Article 23, the part of their mini-constitution, the Basic Law, dealing with treason, subversion, sedition, and secession. On Thursday, February 13, 2003, the Hong Kong government finally published the full text of the draft law to implement Article 23. The full text published in the Gazette included some important provisions and policies that had not been revealed in any previous draft. Reporters learned after asking questions of Regina Ip Lau Suk Yi, chief of the Hong Kong Security Bureau, that organizations in Hong Kong could be banned, even if they didn't commit a crime. This is because the law includes a mechanism whereby the Hong Kong government could ban a group if it is linked to a mainland organization that has been banned for national security reasons. Many believe this targets Falun Gong in particular. People in the legal profession expressed astonishment with another newly added item involving secret interrogation. Apple Daily, in its summary of the newly published law, pointed out that the Hong Kong government does not need to prove whether organizations banned in mainland China are guilty of anything. The BBC also reported that a court can hold a trial in the absence of the defendants or even their attorneys. A court can also bring a case to trial without the government giving the defendant all the reasons why his or her organization is banned. Law Yuk Kai of the Hong Kong Human Rights Monitor said, "This bill is a blank check for the government to ban any group in Hong Kong." In a letter to the Hong Kong Security Bureau, the U.S.-based Committee to Protect Journalists warned that, quote, "In its current form, this bill poses a grave threat to freedom of expression in the territory," end of quote. When the controversial bill went before Hong Kong's Legislative Council on February 26 and passed, more than 20 council members from the Democratic Party, the Civil Human Rights Front, and the Employees' Union got up and left the meeting in order to show their opposition. As if to underscore the loss of freedom, Hong Kong denied visas to many Taiwanese who wanted to attend the 2003 Hong Kong Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference. Then, on Friday and Saturday, February the 21st and 22nd, Hong Kong Customs refused to allow approximately 80 Falun Gong practitioners from Taiwan who held legal visas to enter Hong Kong for the conference. Many were held under duress, body searched, had their luggage examined, were denied contact with anyone, and were forcibly carried onto a plane by police, wrapped in a quote-unquote no-defense blanket, made especially for that purpose. As there was no legal explanation for the expulsion, police explained, "We know that you're all good people, but our superiors ordered us to do this." A UK Falun Gong practitioner is threatened with immediate deportation back to China. 28-year-old Falun Dafa practitioner Li Li Lin, shown here meditating in front of a Chinese consulate in England, is currently being held at a deportation centre in Manchester Airport, threatened with deportation back to China. As a Falun Gong practitioner, she could face incarceration, torture, or even murder should the deportation order be carried out. Ms. Lin applied for asylum in Manchester in October of 2001 on grounds of being a practitioner of Falun Gong. In April 2002, she married Jinfei Zhang, a PhD student at Liverpool University, who's also a Falun Gong practitioner. When she moved to Liverpool to live with her husband, she informed the Home Office of her change of address and continued to report to the Home Office in her new home city of Liverpool. Unfortunately, the Home Office refused her asylum application and mistakenly sent the refusal letter to her old address in Manchester. Unaware of the refusal, Ms. Lin failed to appeal against the decision in time and was therefore listed for deportation. When she arrived at the Liverpool Home Office for her regular reporting appointment at 3 p.m. on February 26, 2003, an immigration officer told her that she was to be deported immediately. For 10 hours, she was locked up without food and water and also moved to Manchester Airport, where at 1:20 a.m. the next morning she was finally allowed to contact her husband. Her lawyer and practitioners around the world are currently working to negotiate reopening her appeal for asylum in England. Proclamations honoring Falun Dafa are issued in the USA and Australia. In proclaiming Falun Dafa Month in Boulder City, Nevada, the mayor praised the practice that, quote, has helped to preserve human traditions such as honesty, courtesy, loyalty, and unselfishness. And he said, "I encourage all of our citizens to support this most worthwhile practice." The city of Winnemucca, also in the state of Nevada, proclaimed February 2003 to be Falun Dafa Month, as did the state of Colorado. Hawaii State Senate proclaimed Falun Dafa Week from February the 17th to the 23rd, 2003, as did the Sydney suburb of Manly in Australia. At the opening ceremony, Mayor Jean Hay stated that she felt honored to be able to participate in the celebration of Falun Gong's Truthfulness, Compassion, Tolerance Week. And Member of Parliament David Barr said during his speech that the persecution of Falun Gong is shocking, and that labeling a popular exercise as a potential threat to the government is a sign of a dictatorship. A double murder by Shandong police of a victim and the only witness to their crime. Several Falun Gong practitioners from Menying County of Shandong Province were reported to officials while they were distributing Falun Gong materials telling the truth of the illegal persecution. They have now been released and were able to report the following facts about two women who were detained with them. Ms. Xu Fen Liu and Ms. De Jian Zhang were being tortured together. Ms. Liu was the only witness to police beating Ms. Zhang to death. After Ms. Zhang died, police continued to beat Ms. Liu until she lost consciousness. When guards brought her back to the cell, she was breathing normally and her body temperature was also normal. She had just temporarily lost consciousness due to the beating. However, the guards then said that something must be wrong with her brain, and carrying her out of the cell again, took her for surgery, where she died after an unnecessary operation. Authorities claimed she died of a stroke, but her family and friends said she had no history of high blood pressure and was very healthy due to the fact that she practiced the Falun Gong exercises and meditation, and because she lived her life according to the principles of truth, compassion, and tolerance. What goes around comes around. It is commonly accepted that good will be rewarded and bad deeds will be punished. reports have recently been received of the sudden deaths of four officials from Guizhou province who have very actively persecuted innocent Falun Gong practitioners. They are 34-year-old Mr. Yuan Hua Yang and the vice president of the Chengxi police station in Kaili City, who were both killed in automobile accidents. Mr. Gi Lang Zhang, who was murdered by an unknown assailant, and Mr. Jia Qi Huang, who died suddenly of colon cancer.
Practitioners and supporters of Falun Gong have gathered in Boston, Massachusetts this weekend to call for the release of Charles Li, an American citizen and Falun Gong practitioner who has been detained in China. Efforts are also going towards other Falun Gong practitioners who have been detained in China that have American family members here in America. Part of the events consisted of a press conference at MIT in order to call on the American government and people to assist in obtaining Falun Gong practitioners' release. Some of the speakers included American family members of those detained. Hi, Haiying. It's nice for you to meet with us today. I understand that you're a practitioner of Falun Gong. Is that right?
Yeah, I've been practicing Falun Gong for over 7 years, and I'm a resident here in Massachusetts, in Boston.
And I understand that the persecution in China has had a direct impact on you and your family. Could you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, my whole family members over there in China, my mother, father, younger sister and younger brother, were detained due to their practice of Falun Gong and not giving up the belief of truth, compassion, and tolerance, the principle of Falun Gong. And my mother and younger sister was sentenced to the labor camp for over 1.5 years. But now still, at the pressure or the help of the friends, they were released, but they are still under 24-hour surveillance at home. And my younger brother was sentenced to the jail for 10 years due to his telling the people what Falun Gong is and tell people the persecution is wrong and call for people to stand up, you know, to stop this persecution. And that's what's happening to my family over in China.
So what have you been doing from here in America to try to rescue them? I understand that there's some sort of campaign that's been started.
Yeah, we started an international campaign called Rescue Our Family campaign. It started from Canada in July last year, and spread to the States. So we started in the States from September, the beginning of September. So now it's expanded to a real international co-effort. We have 16 countries, around 200 people join this effort. Actually, this is the members of this organization. We form a human rights, non-profit human rights organization called a Global Mission to Rescue Persecuted Falun Gong Practitioners. And the Family Rescue is the first campaign initiated by the running by this organization. And during this past couple of months, we got a lot of support from government official, state, different levels of official, and all kinds of people. They speak out, they sign a petition letter, all kinds of help. Actually, they really help some of our family members be released earlier in China. There's, you know, nine cases happening in Canada. Recently we got two cases from United States, four in Australia. So we're trying to keep keep pressure on this effort and help our families, members that are being released as early as possible. And also release the pressure of the persecution on Falun Gong practitioners in China.
Thank you for letting us know about this. Thanks. This is Christine Loftus reporting from Boston, Massachusetts.
Banners continue to fly in China. In Western countries, we seldom feel the need to proclaim that our faith or religion is good. But in China, the ancient peaceful practice of Falun Dafa is brutally persecuted. And to counter the Jiang regime's propaganda, practitioners have risked their lives to hang these colorful banners confirming that Falun Dafa is good. Thanks for watching the FGM TV Weekly News Review. See you next week.